the three beings at God's throne, the most holy place in the universe. Cherubim. Ezekiel gives us a vivid image of the heavenly throne. The Lord of glory is seated on a throne above the firmament, and this divine seat is replicated on earth in the form of the Ark of the Covenant. Within the temple, the Ark housed a mercy seat where God's presence manifested. This image is further enriched in the book of Revelation, where we see the four living creatures around the throne. Revelation 4, 6, 9. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever. The scripture describes these beings literally, emphasizing their role as celestial beings of the highest and holiest order. They are in constant motion around the throne, symbolizing God's omnipresence and omniscience. Ezekiel 1:13-14. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning, and the living creatures ran back and forth, in appearance like a flash of lightning. These living creatures also play a significant role in executing God's justice and in worshipping the Lamb, Jesus Christ. They bow before the Lamb, holding harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. In the Old Testament, harps are often associated with worship and prophecy. These creatures also play a role in God's justice, reflecting their exalted status among the angels, known as cherubim. Before his fall, Satan was one of these cherubim guarding God's throne. The primary responsibility of the cherubim seems to be declaring human sinfulness and protecting God's presence from sinful men. Their association with God's splendor and majesty is evident throughout the Bible. Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. The cherubim are first mentioned after the fall of Adam and Eve, placed to guard the way to the tree of life. Their role in the temple, as seen in Exodus 25, where Moses receives instructions to make representations of cherubim in gold, further emphasizes their connection with God's presence. Exodus 25:22. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. The cherubim continually glorify God, reminding us of the splendor of his throne and the access we now have through Christ's sacrifice. The veil in the temple, symbolizing separation, was torn, granting us bold access to the throne of grace. To better understand the role of the cherubim, it is essential to explore their historical context and how they are represented in different parts of Scripture. Since creation, they have been guardians of God's holiness and divine justice. Psalm 99:1. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. This verse highlights God's majesty, who is enthroned between the cherubim. They are seen as symbols of his presence and power. The image of the cherubim is not only of beauty and splendor, but also of divine authority and protection. In Ezekiel's vision, the cherubim are described in meticulous detail, including their faces and wings, representing different aspects of creation and God's character. Each face, of a lion, ox, man, and eagle, symbolizes a distinct characteristic: strength, service, intelligence, and swiftness. Ezekiel 10:12. and their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes all around, even the wheels that the four had. The eyes covering the cherubim and the wheels indicate God's omniscience. He sees everything and knows everything. This vision reinforces the idea that nothing is hidden from God, and He is aware of all things. In the New Testament, the cherubim continue to play an important role, especially in celestial worship. In Revelation, we see that they are constantly worshiping God, proclaiming His holiness and greatness. Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. The cherubim, along with the elders, bow before the Lamb, Jesus Christ, symbolizing the reverence and worship he deserves. They also hold the prayers of the saints, showing their intercessory role and their part in celestial worship. The 24 elders. In the heavenly realm, a circle of 24 elders dressed in white with golden crowns sits on thrones around the main throne. These elders play a crucial role in the narrative of worship and judgment in Revelation. The Apostle John, exiled on the island of Patmos, received profound visions of God, leading to the writing of Revelation. Despite his challenges, John emphasized perseverance in faith. Revelation 4:4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. The elders, always associated with the four living creatures, participate in worship, casting their crowns before God, declaring His worthiness. Their presence symbolizes the church's reign with Christ, as indicated in Revelation 5:10. Revelation 5:10. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. The term elders is never used to refer to angels, further supporting the belief that they represent the church. Their white garments symbolize the righteousness of Christ, and their golden crowns signify victory, as promised by Christ. Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The primary roles of the elders are worship and service to God, casting their crowns before His throne, acknowledging His supreme worthiness. Revelation 4:10-11. The 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne, and worship Him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. The symbolic presentation of the prayers of the saints by the elders highlights their intercessory role, although not as mediators, since Christ is the only mediator between God and humanity, 1 Timothy 2:5. To better understand the significance of the 24 elders, we must explore the historical and theological context of their presence in heaven. These elders represent the fullness of God's people, both from the Old and New Testaments. Many scholars see in them a representation of the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles, symbolizing the unity of God's people throughout salvation history. Revelation 21:12-14. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This verse shows the union between the Old and New Testaments, represented by the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. The presence of the 24 elders at God's throne symbolizes this unity and continuity of God's salvation plan. The elders are seen wearing golden crowns, indicating their victory and reign with Christ. These crowns, mentioned as crowns of life elsewhere in the Bible, are rewards for those who persevere in faith. James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. The elders are also described as wearing white garments, symbolizing the purity and righteousness they receive through Christ. This image of purity is a promise to all believers who persevere in faith. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Furthermore, the elders are active participants in celestial worship. They are constantly worshipping God and casting their crowns before him, acknowledging that all honor, glory, and power belong to God. Revelation 5:14. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. The elders also have an intercessory role, presenting the prayers of the saints before God. This shows the importance of prayer in the life of believers and how our prayers are precious before God. Revelation 8:3-4. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. The presence of the 24 elders at God's throne is a powerful reminder of the victory we have in Christ and our participation in celestial worship. They remind us of the importance of persevering in faith, living in purity and righteousness, and dedicating our lives to the worship and service of God. Ophanim. The term Ophanim in ancient Hebrew refers to wheels. These are mentioned in Ezekiel's vision, where he describes wheels within wheels, full of eyes, symbolizing God's omniscience and omnipresence. Ezekiel 1:15-21. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures, with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl, and they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Ezekiel's vision of these wheels, moving in perfect harmony with the cherubim, guided by the spirit, illustrates God's complete control and perfect awareness of all creation. This vision served to comfort Ezekiel, assuring him of God's omnipotence and divine orchestration. The wheel's ability to move in any direction without turning symbolizes the fluidity and omnipresence of God's Spirit. Their eyes represent God's omniscient nature, emphasizing his all-knowing presence. To better understand the significance of the Ophanim, it is important to explore the historical and theological context of this vision. Ezekiel was a prophet during the Babylonian exile, when the people of Israel were suffering great oppression and displacement. Ezekiel's vision served as a reminder of God's sovereignty and his constant presence, even in times of hardship. Ezekiel 1:1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Ezekiel's vision begins with the heavens opening, a sign that he is about to receive a divine revelation. The wheels full of eyes symbolize God's ability to see and know all things. Nothing escapes his attention, and he is aware of all his people's circumstances. The wheels, or Ophanim, are also part of God's chariot, a symbolic vehicle representing his mobile presence. This is especially significant for the Israelites in exile, who needed to be reminded that God was not limited to a physical temple in Jerusalem, but was with them wherever they went. Ezekiel 10:12. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that they forehad. This repetition of the wheels' description reinforces the message of God's omniscience and omnipresence. He is everywhere and sees everything, assuring the people that he is in control, regardless of external circumstances. Furthermore, the wheels within wheels that move in all directions without turning symbolize God's ability to act perfectly and in coordination. He is sovereign, and his plan is executed with divine precision. Psalm 33:13-15. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. This psalm echoes the message of the wheels full of eyes. God sees and considers all the works of men. His vision is perfect and complete, and he judges with righteousness. The vision of the Ophanim also serves to highlight God's majesty and glory. The wheels full of eyes are a vivid representation of his glory and power. This impressive image is intended to inspire reverent awe and worship. Isaiah 6:3. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. Just as Isaiah's vision of the seraphim proclaiming God's holiness, Ezekiel's vision of the Ophanim highlights God's glory. The whole earth is full of his glory, and he is worthy of all worship. Understanding these beings around God's throne enriches our comprehension of the divine realm. The cherubim, the 24 elders, and the Ophanim each play distinct roles that highlight God's glory, justice, and omnipresence. Their continuous worship and the vivid images associated with them serve to remind us of the majesty and holiness of God's throne. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Through the lens of these celestial beings, we gain a deeper understanding of God's divine nature and our place within his grand narrative. Let us approach his throne with reverence, acknowledging his eternal majesty and the grace he extends to us through Jesus Christ. In doing so, we are called to live lives of worship, justice, and service, reflecting God's glory in all we do. Psalm 103:20-22. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This psalm calls us to join in celestial worship, praising God for his greatness and his wonders. May our lives reflect the worship and service rendered by the cherubim, the 24 elders, and the Ophanim, proclaiming God's glory in all things.